classes, as I say, a very high percentage of these drivers will be by these unemployments.
The balance of rivers.
You give us, you've had no apology about giving blacks and Chicanos an edge. Now let's have no apology about giving veterans an edge.
Correct.
That's what we want to have done.
We're really complete.
I mean, could we get a picture of the group before you all go on?
All right, then I'll take one of the...
Well, my only thing about that, and 3% one thing, and one thing, another thing.
I think that it's a mistake, Johnson's so goddamn mad, he's gonna leave the Democratic Party. Yeah, oh, he is. You wanna hear what you're doing?
We have a vote.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. Anyway.
Oh, wouldn't you be mad?
Oh, great, then we'd be mad.
No, it's Johnson, but he's lying.
Sure.
Well, the point is, what we have, 3%,
3%, and it might not even be that much,
but you've got to keep that.
Just to show that we've broken certain...
Oh, God, yeah. And also, I told Mike, I said, now, Mike, the Romanians are involved.
I said, I'm having some conversations with Romanians on other things at the present time. I said, if that is disclosed, I want to put the heat on them, it will come, the Romanians, you know, Harry does mention that. I'm gonna say the goddamn Senate, or the House, or whoever the case may be, or the New York Times. I said, there's another third countries that have been involved here. I said, you've read about the Canadians, and you've read about the Australians. I said, well, I'm not worried about that. I said, but some of these others, we have current negotiations going on at the highest level. I said, you can't allow this to happen. So we've got him,
It's the last 6 volumes that have been materialized.
I thought you could read to Mike, but, to Mel, but, your intercept on Johnson's call. To a newsman, a 45-minute conversation had with a newsman. You will not indicate, it isn't a tap, it is a source.
It is not a tap.
No.
Okay. Now, you heard, during quotes, he's in a towering rage on the release of the Pentagon Papers. He puts Bobby Kennedy behind the McNamara Decision Commission report. He says he will not attend any Democratic convention for presidential nominations. Then we get into some quotes. I won't go. The lefties, the creeps, and all our bastard friends have rigged lots of convention procedures. They hate me. They always have. We also see what that silly son of a bitch McGovern's been doing and what he's been saying. The fact that I won't go to a convention won't bother the bastards. What will bother them is what they won't really know. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to beat the dirty, rotten sons of bitches in 1972. You can bet on that. I'm afraid that Nixon will have to move faster on his program to get us out of Vietnam. That's the way I see it. I don't think he has any other option now that this crap is out. The bastards are trying to kill the country. They don't give a damn. We have to find a common, unifying way to beat their heads to a pulp. Then, on Clark Clifford, he says, down in Austin at the library exercises, the silly motherfucker hid behind the trees to... I know who stated my friend and who doesn't. Then back to the Democratic conventions, he says, there won't be a convention, it'll be a goddamn zoo. I've also got a quote from Gail McGee, which is pretty interesting. She's the same source. He expresses disgust with the revelations. His disgust with colleagues like McGovern, Mansfield, and Fulbright is even sharper. Then, quote, I think all this business makes it just about certain that we will have two Democratic candidates for president. There will be one for the super doves and one for regular Democrats. Who for the regulars? The last few days, an interesting combination has been drifting around, Scoop Jackson and Wilbur Mills. Even if that doesn't come off, my guess is that Nixon will have a much easier time in 1972 than he did before. I won't support any dove, I'll tell you that, and I'll bet Scoop won't either. There are lots of people. What would he do then? Support the state candidates who aren't McGovern Kennedy types and keep my mouth shut noticeably on a so-called national ticket. But I do believe there will be an anti-dove ticket too on a national basis.
Never know. It's all over.
No, but that's their feeling now.
They're feeling now, and we got to keep it going. Now, Mel, it seems to me one thing you do, I think you want to give Johnson a call. I'm just thinking out loud here. Nobody has called, but Henry has talked to Roscoe. Okay. But you should just call him and say, Mr. President, just say, you just ought to know this, that the President, you and I were chatting, and it's you and I, that I express great concern about this thing. I am disgusted with the whole business, that we're fighting it right to the last, and of course, that I told Mansfield this morning that under absolutely no circumstances would I turn over these papers if there was any thought whatever of inviting Johnson, even by invitation to come, that no president should ever appear, that if he were invited, I would publicly state that he should not come. And Mansfield said he's reading that position. And that a little of that, and that
as far as we're concerned, Mr. President, we're doing the best we can. And I also told Mike that if they had hearings, they voted, that they fought to present both sides, and that this was a one-sided thing that had been presented. I think just a little of that would be good for Chupan, for him to hear. And if you hear it directly from you, you can say that we're going to see to it that this thing is done enough. The president has refused to play politics in this damn thing. You have refused to play politics. But as you know, Mel, it's got nothing to do with it. I think if you could tell them, you could say that we've had a talk, and that we can, of course, control some of our partisans. We've got a few, but that we.
About logistically how one would handle this, and told him that he should get in touch with you, or you would get in touch with him,
about where it could be deposited. And I told him about our conversation where you said there were these two areas and one was better than the other. He said, I'm not so sure it would be a good idea to put it in the custody of either one of those committees. He said, maybe Albert and Scott Ford and I can work out some other way of storing this stuff. And I said, well, you and Secretary Leonard can work that out.
This is okay with John. I mean, here's the name of the
problem. Special?
Yeah.
No, he's aboard.
You know, yesterday he had some questions.
Yeah,
about
no, he's okay. He's okay on that.
Okay.
That's just a copy of it, I guess.
We have a copy.
Yeah. But let me keep the original and make copies from you.
I don't like
that. Oh, I didn't do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, now it's all right to meet with, what about this meeting with,
Albert?
Albert.
Mansfield.
Yeah, I didn't call Albert. I didn't tell him.
That was discussed this morning. And, Mansfield said, well, I'd like to have a meeting with Albert first to be able to set the, pattern up there. So I called the speaker and told him Mansfield would be getting a meeting. He said, that was fine. He said, logistically, how is this going to work? And I said, well, that's something that after you've had your meeting with Mansfield that I think will work out with Secretary of Defense.
Well, I have all the copies now. I've got 10 sets now. I've picked up these.
Good.
I haven't picked up Johnson's set.
I don't think you'll get Johnson's set, to be perfectly frank.
Well, they can't make sense in their house, you know. I really think it's sensitive.
I know. We told them this morning.
We cover
we've talked a little about logistics and so on.
Well, how does the thing now, how is it lined up? Is Mansfield clear?
Mansfield's clear. Albert's clear. Mansfield knows. Ford's not available. Scott's gone.
Ford. You represent Ford, then, will you? He speaks for Ford.
I've got a call in for Ford. He's off with his wife someplace this morning and will be available at noon. And I'll give him a call on this.
Well, call on him. Mel, would you then vouch for Ford and say that you approve this procedure?
Sure.
And tell Jerry that you were here and it's all right for him. Maybe you could do this. Maybe you ought to, maybe Mel could call Wes. How would that be?
I'm going out there right now.
Okay.
Fine. All right. You cover it on the Republican side so they know we tried to cover it. Now, let me say this. Should the Senate be covered on this announcement? For all God.
Yeah, Senate should know about it.
He's fought our battle. All right, you should Mel call it?
Yes, I think that.
You call. You tell him that the President wants to know, and I don't. Incidentally, I recommend it to Mansfield that Senate be made the chairman of the Select Committee. I said, you can't be Fulbright as the chairman of the committee. And he says, yeah, I think Bill knows that. I said, Senate is the judge. The fact that he's not on the other, that he leans the other way means he's going to be more fair. Responsible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Almost Senate, you know. He has to hold his hand almost every day. That
I don't.
He's been on the floor for 7 weeks for the draft bill.
He might very well decline it if it were offered to him because he's complaining about it.
He really is.
What
is he right now?
Yeah.
I got a wonderful job. Well, now, the other thing is, if I were you, I'd give Johnson a call this afternoon. I know you got a chance to just say that you know that Henry had called him this morning to, because Henry just had a brief talk with him just to tell him that apparently that this Mansfield thing would come up. But that you call him and say, now look, that you want to follow up on the other calls and then say, we just standing firm. We're having a hell of a time, Mr. You know, give him a little of that.
I think it's important for him to understand that the tactic here is to keep this away from the kooks in the Congress.
That's right. Tell him that we're trying to get it to responsible people. Keep it away from them. From the us. That we've had requests from the McGoverns and the Symington's and the McCloskeys and all the rest. And that I have put the responsibility directly on the leadership for these documents. And I've told them that I've had an assurance that we're going to have a responsible committee. Now, and incidentally, that I said not Fulbright for chairman. I'll tell him that.
All right.
And Ron will be going with us at 11. So thereabouts.
No, well, about 30 plus 20.
Right. A little late this time.
That, what about this idea, John? Because we got to sort of keep this from that. Now, I don't want either Mel or Bill to go down and testify before any damn select committee on the conduct of the war. How do we parse?
Well, we'll have to refuse, I think. That's about the only way we can stop it, because they'll want to turn into, well, what you're doing now.
Yeah.
And that's the way they'll want to turn.
All that involves current operations.
I would think the sooner we start making that clear to them, the better.
That we will
get around
to talking operations, because it would endanger American men and so forth and so on. And plans that we have for withdrawal.
I'm just going to try to stand on the fact that I'm not interested in getting into the debate on the past.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. This is that. Frankly, I could say really this is really a debate between people who were in the two previous administrations. It does not involve us. We were not here. We had nothing to do with it. And let them watch their dinner to them in public if they want.
Okay, we've got that in here. Since the documents relate to the Johnson-Kennedy period, the president pointed out he is not in a position to vouch for the accuracy or completeness of the documents. And we just keep trying to push it back.
They're going to try and shift.
I know they are.
They can't go to the mouse.
Yeah, Mansfield raised that this morning. He said, that the Symington subcommittee is very unhappy about the louse and so on.
Did you see, when I was up there last week, they asked me a series of questions on this Symington did about when I'd be ready to turn over the classified documents. Committee that I had refused for 24 months because they wanted to start their hearings on what corrections we made based on these documents.
And what the hell? What corrections did they make? 25 this week rather than 300 when we came in. The number of Americans is 200,000 rather than 550,000. What the hell else do they want? Isn't that that's a correction, isn't it?
That's what we should
What does it say? That's right. What do you mean, Camp? You mean they want to find out what went on in Camp Bernie?
Well,
one thing is to press on Boswell. You made these available to us. Now, we'd like to...
Oh, I've got something better for them. Now, you put this up. This can go out. The Cuban Missile Confrontation. The Bay of Pigs. The Pearl Harbor classified documents, those that have not yet been made available, and the Korean War documents. All of these have been requested by various newspaper reporters. Understand? And of course, these are matters that just will have to be considered in proper time. Now they want to open this box. Now it's all their war, every damn one. And there isn't a thing in there that involves any of us. So let's let them have it.
Now this can turn into a political fuss, although we didn't plan it this way. It can turn that way.
Yeah. Mel, I'll tell you what I want you to do. You're really the guy that we got to count on to handle this thing in a skillful way. And you and John would work closely in tandem on it, because John will get the heat from Sage and from the Conquerors. All the rest from there. Just don't let them play the White House against you.
No,
you don't let them and against state. Now the state people will want to leave and give them out too much. Now that we must do it. I think playing a hard line is good. Give them a hell of a lot of crap. Believe me, stand and fight like a tiger for anything. And to the extent that you can get across with that Admiral Gaylor, what's his name?
Tyler. No,
Tyler. Listen, that is terrific stuff. That it breaks the code, gives it information.
Well, of course, we got to be careful how we talk about that. I can do that privately, maybe with a few people, but you've got to be awful careful about that.
Well, all right. Then you could simply say this. Make the statement to the effect that this compromises our intelligence gathering information, and it would seriously jeopardize American forces.
Well, we've gone through those documents, and really only about 2% of the stuff passed.
Yeah. Okay. Have fun. We'll see you Monday night.
What's your best guess on time? When do you think you'll be done with this?
Well, the last thing we've got to review. Well, we can do that awful fast, but I didn't want to do it too fast, sir.
No, but I mean, just when
Mitchell, you see, they use in court 45 days, and I always have pressure to go on.
Let me say this, what I did. I do it faster. I give it to them just as soon as the committee is ready. I don't want them to think we're holding it up.
No, but I'm
going to be ready.
We're giving the committee everything.
No. But as far as the declassification is concerned, give them enough to start their hearings within 3 weeks if you can. Get the damn thing started.
We can get our job done in a very rapid.
Now, the next issue that I think they might raise the red herring is, well, we're delayed 45 days and all that. I think you should say, I think it would be very well if you should say we're already ready with half of the documents or something like that. Or what do you think, John?
Maybe we better lock some people up right now. And just, you can say that we're locking people up over there in front that this is underway, that the secretary's instructed to work over the weekend.
We're working on it. That's right.
I think it's better.